Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that driving in this morning, too, just about the fallout from Sunday night, no matter kind of what happens. Mm-hmm. That's why, again, I hope the Ravens win 41-38 in overtime.
Right.
So everybody plays great, and no one has to bear the brunt of the nonsense bullcrap that's going to happen Monday morning if someone doesn't play particularly well, as if, you know, great defenses or great performances don't happen from other non-quarterback players in playoff games. But you know what it's going to be. So I guess buckle up. Or you have an opportunity, if you want, to not listen to it. You just not tune in. Not us.
Not us.
We're going to actually talk about the game.
Yeah, not us.
But like if you don't want to hear that stuff, don't turn the TV on or the radio stations that do that kind of stuff. Anyway, Deontay Johnson got claimed by the Ravens.
I love the fact that how they claimed him. He can't play. And then they get a compensatory pick.
Okay.
Yeah, they get he can't play. And then they get some kind of compensatory pick once the season is over and everything. But, yeah, the biggest thing is Zay Flowers going to play this weekend. Mm-hmm. That, I think that's another thing to look for is if you want to talk about being fully loaded if you're Baltimore. I anticipate Derrick Henry to have a whole lot of work.
Yep.
A whole lot of work. And I anticipate him winning this game.
Oh, that's what they'll do.
Yeah.
If they win and that happens, have a way to talk bad about Lamar.
Oh,
okay.
God, yes.
Got it.
Oh, God,
got
yes.
It. Is he really the MVP if he's not the most important player on his team? All right, enough. That's what they're doing. Here's Lamar talking about playing in the cold.
Hopefully we have some heaters on the sideline.
Yeah.
Bigger jacket, probably. I got to talk to Kaneko to see what he got going on. Equipment guys. They pretty much do a great job, though, so we should be good.
Lamar, you don't do gloves under any circumstances.
No. Lamar, I tried it in practice. I was horrible. Lead that up to Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy Two Gloves, baby.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to win, so it really don't matter. I can't go into a game and be like, man, it's too cold. I can't make things happen. You know, coach, them probably send me home. Eric, them be probably trying to come, you know, have me go up there, upstairs and talk to him and stuff. So I got to lock in the cold.
Yeah, I mean, he plays in Baltimore. Yeah.
They play in Baltimore.
And he be, but the thing about it is, he's going to be cold. He's going to have his shiesty mask on.
Oh, yeah. He bundles up.
Yeah, he has his shiesty on. And anytime he's on towards the sideline, they put that cape on him, that jacket cape on him. He has the hand warmer that's sewed into his jersey. So, yeah, he'll be fine, man. And you know, the thing with it is if you never worn gloves, don't go out there trying on a whim.
Yeah.
All right? It's something that could only be a disaster.
Somebody did that one time. There was a quarterback that never wore gloves and then had gloves on in a playoff
game.
Was it a young quarterback? Threw a couple picks and then took it off.
It's a young quarterback. It must have been a young quarterback.
It must have been. It might have been Russell Wilson in Seattle. They might have played at a cold playoff game, and he had a glove on, and he threw it off
man.
In the game.
But that's what I'm saying. The glove thing, like, I'm trying to think. The glove thing of a quarterback, it was Kurt Warner started. I remember Kurt
yeah,
did it.
He would do it.
Phillip did it later on in his career.
Really? Okay.
Obviously, Teddy Two Gloves did it.
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett does it.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you talk, I mean, it's a different feel. It is when you talk about if you never worn. Hey, that hand be fire cold. It does.
Sure.
It be cold as hell. That ball hurts.
Ball's
everything.
Cold, hard.
Yes, it does. Yeah. You know, and it's after a while, it's just numb. It really is. Your fingers and your toes when you're blocking and catching. When you're blocking and everything, you don't feel your hands after the first quarter, after the first series bunk. But you know what? Your mind reflexes tell you, okay, grab him, grab your shoulder pads. Or, okay, here comes the ball. Catch it with your hands. But, yeah, Lamar will be fine. And they're built for the Cole. Their team is built for the Cole.
As long as they stick with their identity.
Yes.
As long as they stick with the run, they're absolutely built to play.
They got to stick with their identity on offense. Buffalo cannot stick with their identity on defense. No. They cannot go out there with little people and expect to beat this team that's a downhill power running team.
The good news for them is they tried that earlier and they got beat by 25.
So just hopefully they
they've got some tape.
Yeah, you got some tape. Okay, guys, remember this right here? We're not going to do this. Hey, big boy. Come on and get in here. Yeah. Go get the little guys out of there.
Where's all the big guys?
Yeah, where all the big guys?
Put them up front.
You got to play big people to beat Baltimore.
Yeah, definitely. The bad news is Lamar can also throw the ball really well. He threw 4 interceptions all year and 41 touchdowns. Yes. I asked this to Schlereth yesterday. Let me ask you. Take the Ravens and Bills game out of it because I don't really buy that there's an underdog in that game. It's a 1-point spread. The other three underdogs, the Rams, the Commanders, and the Texans. Who do you think's got the best chance to win?
Oh, man.
Schlereth said Texans.
I think I'm with them. I'm with them for the only reason because I think that you can play these Kansas City Chiefs receivers man to man, and don't nobody got two better corners than them dudes in Houston, and then they got the pass rushes to go get. Now Pat ain't gonna be Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert had so many times where he could have just ran.
Yeah, no.
Pat's gonna go. Mm-hmm. Pat's not gonna sit there and wait on that. I think, but because I know Pat's not gonna sit there. And he's going. They might be, you know, they might be locked up and everything like that. Pat slithers out of something. BB looks back because one thing about being man to man that gives him that room to just go.
Right.
But then if he's killing you like that, do you turn around? But no, Miko's a man to man team, so you ain't got to worry about them playing zone or nothing like that. But yeah, I think because of the pass rush, I think Houston can win this game.
Yeah, no, I
do.
A lot of people are saying that. Kansas City by eight.
What's the shortest one?
Eagles are favored by 6.
Okay.
That's the shortest one.
Okay.
And I mean, I don't know. Like, I love the Rams when they're whole, and they're whole right now. And I really like Jalen Hurts. Rams have a better quarterback. Like, Matt Stafford's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
I agree with that.
Now, he hadn't won in the cold, and maybe that'll be part of it, whatever. But, like, I don't know. Don't let that guy get going.
Oh, no. That's
don't let Matt Stafford get
that's
going.
That's why that stat
They'll
is
tear
that,
you up.
That stat is key. 1-8. Mm-hmm. I'm that cold, and it's going to be cold as hell.
Kind of fun storyline, too, for Georgia fans. You got the Georgia quarterback versus the Georgia defense
in Philadelphia, pretty much.
Obviously, all the young Georgia Kirby Smart guys on defense, and then the, you know, Stafford from back in the day kind of playing quarterback, but that's a fun one. I don't know. I think both those games on Sunday are going to be incredible. I think the Lions-Commanders game is going to be fun because I think the Commanders will be able to score on that Lions defense.
No punting.
But the Lions, they're
no
not
punting
stop.
Allowed.
That game, what's the over-under in that game? 55.5. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that one. It feels like there's going to be a lot of points in that football game.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.